Ki ngā maunga whakahi e whakatau i a tātou i tēnei ata, tēnā koutou. Tēnā hoki tau, koutou e tau nei i tēnei rā mo te kaupapa nei. E mihi hoki ki ngā mate huhua i runga i a tātou, i runga i a koutou. Haere hoki koutou ki te ao wairua, oki oki ai, e maumahara ki a rātou mā kua whetūrangitia. Hoki ora mai ki a tātou ngā kanohi ora, tēnā tātou. I mean, how do you follow that? Thank you for the inspiration for those that have spoken before us. In fact, as I was listening to Sir Tamati, some things have changed, but many things haven't. I too was sort of tapped on the shoulder to say, is this a good career move for you to go and join and be the chief executive of Te Puni Kōkiri? We still only have $57 million to administer, to run Te Puni Kōkiri. We are still being taken to court by the Māori Council. And yet, much has changed. And when I think of a number of us in this audience, being about 16, when the Hui Taumata was held in 1984, 30 years on, some of us continue to stand on the shoulders of those who were inspiring to help us on this pathway of Māori development. I heard Ross's message loud and clear about our puku, so let's get started. The heritage of thought and spirit that informed that original hui lives on in a rapidly developing Māori nation, characterised by increasing entrepreneurship and enterprise, increased capability in leadership and governance, a strong focus on preparing our next generation for success through learning and skills development, and the increasing visibility of Māori culture, specifically te reo Māori. Of course, it's one of my privileges, like the Minister of Māori Affairs, to see so many men and women who are out there day after day, making a difference as leaders of their iwi, of their hapū and their whānau. They are the shoulders on which those who take responsibility over the upcoming decades for Māori development in the post-Treaty of Waitangi settlement era that we stand on. And it was interesting to listen to Sir Tipene talk about the challenges before us. Iwi aspirations and hope and whānau hopes are, of course, synonymous. Our iwi are our hapū, and our hapū are our whānau. Whānau are the backbones of Māori leadership, and this is where iwi development occurs. The whānau-iwi continuum and how iwi might contribute to and benefit from whānau development is my focus today. So where are our whānau right now? The statistics tell us that too many whānau still struggle to achieve the health, educational and economic outcomes they desire, or to be engaged in te ao Māori. But these statistics tell only part of the story. My experience of whānau ora tells me there is another story to be told, one that is very optimistic. Whānau ora was shaped by a belief in the innovative capacity of iwi and hapū, Māori communities and Māori practitioners to support whānau to develop the capability they need to be self-determining. And what I might add on is to contribute to where are we going. And they are. Whānau responded quite amazingly to the call for this movement I call whānau ora. Whānau ora demonstrates that whānau have aspirations for themselves, for their hapū and for their iwi, and collectively as Māori, but that given the opportunity and the right support, whānau turn those aspirations into action for a better life. One thing that we have learned from whānau ora is that for the whānau that have participated in this movement, the most important thing to them is safety. The next thing that follows is whakapapa. No surprise that when families feel they can do things and feel safe, that they turn attention to what matters to their heart. Today, decision-making about whānau ora has moved closer to the community, and we know that the energy and spirit unleashed through whānau ora has the potential to drive whānau, hapū and iwi success. Funding and funding decisions are now made at that community level through three commissioning agencies, Te Pūtahitanga o Te Waipounamu, Te Paumatakana and Pacifica Futures. This creates a new opportunity to align whānau development with iwi development. Two agencies with a strong Māori focus, Te Pūtahi o Te Waipounamu and Te Paumatakana, are both connected to iwi and the dynamic webs of relationships within te ao Māori. I want to spend a bit of time talking about these two in a little bit more detail, Te Pūtahitanga o Te Waipounamu and Te Paumatakana. Te Pūtahitanga is a partnership between nine iwi, Ngāi Tahu, Ngāti Apa, Ngāti Tama, Ngāti Kuia, Ngāti Koata, Te Ati Awa, Ngāti Tuarangatira and Ngāti Rārua. This is a very iwi-centric model. And they pulled their interests together to become the commissioning agent for whānau who live in the South Island. Over the next 3 years, Te Pūtahitanga will invest up to $15 million in bold approaches to build sustainable whānau capability. The agency strategy is anchored in the value of whanaungatanga. As their plans have developed, what I've seen emerge is a continuation of the thinking of those who originally shaped the vision for whānau ora back in 2009. A belief that the innovative capacity of iwi and whānau is strong, and that tapping into whānau aspirations and fostering flex roots innovation will build sustainable whānau capability. That in turn will help each iwi achieve its development goals and fulfil the aspirations of their hapū and their iwi. As Te Pūtahitanga moves into action, it is exciting for me from the perspective of the agency that looks after whānau ora to see their vision take place and take shape. To see these iwi encourage the entrepreneurs, the innovators to step forward and step on the plate. Te Pūtahitanga is fostering innovation and enterprise across the full range of activities that build thriving whānau, financial, educational, social, cultural, environmental, physical and spiritual. They're looking after the flex roots and providing the conditions for new iwi and hapū leaders to emerge. As financial and practical support is provided and learnings and successes are shared, the hopes of whānau and the aspirations of iwi are woven together. To quote Te Pūtahitanga, ka rere, ka piatata, me he kuru ohika, that it may flow freely and shine like precious pounamu. What Te Pūtahitanga has created is a way for whānau and iwi to move forward in sync with each other. So what of the other commissioning agency for the North Island, Te Paumatakana? Like Te Pūtahitanga, it too is a partnership between those bodies who set themselves up in towns, cities, or an urban setting. Te Paumatakana is focused on whānau water being for and owned by the community, with a vision of supporting successful whānau futures. Over the next 3 years, Te Paumatakana will invest up to $31 million in bold approaches to sustain whānau capability. Its strategy too is anchored in the value of whanaungatanga. Te Paumatakana means the sentinel tower. For those of us who have looked back at what our marae are now and what they used to be, it was the main focus in a pā. Te Paumatakana ensured the safety and oranga of the whānau within the pā. All important information passed through it, both from the outside world and within the pā. And the sentinels would make sure that the right information was distributed to the right people and made sure that the welfare of everyone, whānau, hapū and iwi, was taken into consideration when making decisions. As their plans have developed, what I have seen emerge is a focus on whānau direct, also shaped by the vision for whānau ora back in 2009. Te Paumatakana assumes that being connected to communities is critical to searching for the new opportunities for whānau and looking for the best and most innovative ways of assisting whānau towards self-determination. That self-determination will help whānau, which in turn enables that whānau to contribute to community. And in this instance, community is not just geographical. It is whakapapa and it is interests. The results will not be exclusive to the town that they live in, but they will flow where it is relevant to their whānau and wherever that whānau is at that time. Te Paumatakana has a big area of interest, as is their vision, and as their vision takes place, I look forward to seeing their approach emerge with whānau-centred approaches at the heart of their strategy. To quote Te Paumatakana, kia tū, kia oho, kia matāra. Stand tall, stand strong, stand vigilant. So realising whānau potential within the context of iwi and Māori community gains across the economic, social, cultural and environmental dimensions has to be both our greatest challenge and our greatest opportunity as we look to 2040. It is neither one without the other. Whānau contributing to iwi aspirations and iwi supporting whānau aspirations. So what is the nature of any balancing that may need to occur between whānau and iwi, since both are important in order for Māori to make a contribution to the present and future generations? While there ought not to be any trade-offs between whānau aspirations and whānau development and iwi development, the push and pull factors of the multiple demands of iwi to accelerate the iwi's aspirations, whether they be cultural, social, economic and or environmental, is immense. And we've heard a little bit about that intensity. We also know that whānau have push and pull factors and that they continue to figure out the best use of resources for themselves and anything they may do to contribute to iwi, knowing that there's a constant prioritisation and sometimes not all wishes are met. Within government, the issues are no different. In one sphere, the expectations and obligations of a treaty relationship is immense, particularly with treaty settlements requiring us in the public service to meet the obligations of hard-fought and sometimes long negotiations. On another sphere, whānau success is one bedrock of our nation, lifting the living standards not only of one whānau household, but multiple households could do more for social cohesion and Māori development than we realise. Vicky Robinson later from the Treasury will be speaking a little bit more about the lifting living standards, kaupapa. In government, we too must balance both interests as well. I posit that Māori development is characterised by many features of a developing nation. A paradox that is interesting, given that Aotearoa New Zealand is considered a developed nation. While there is no single pathway of what will be right, the journey is picking up at a pace and we need to be prepared. Te Pairoa calls for whānau with iwi to move together. Perhaps not always at the same pace, but in a direction that sees the sun rise. The key is not leaving whānau to linger in the wilderness. And we have seen some of that. We experienced that personally. So the call today as we look ahead is let's not leave anybody behind. It is not only whānau and iwi who are on a transformative change pathway. Many of you will be aware that Te Puni Kōkiri too is also on a change pathway in focus, ways of working, and our structure. As a result of recent organisational refocus, emphasis will now be on getting measurable results for whānau, Māori, hapū and iwi. Refocusing Te Puni Kōkiri operations has been essential to meet the requirements of the demands of an active treaty partner. And in this next environment, not only will we have to be sharp, but we will have to know what we're doing. High quality advice that anticipates and assists the Crown's relationship with iwi, hapū and whānau Māori is squarely on our radar. Advice that is strategic, integrated and appropriately referenced to the treaty. Advice that galvanises government agencies to develop their capability to deliver better results for Māori. Advice that strengthens Māori innovation for economic wealth, Māori cultural wealth, and Māori skills and learning outcomes. Advice that is tested and premised on innovative trials and investments. Advice that produces significant results for Māori. To expedite this refocused role, we need to do much more. And with my team of Deputy Chief Executives, currently all women, we hope to have a man soon. Collectively, we'll combine extensive knowledge and experience with a track record of involvement in iwi, hapū and Māori development. I shouldn't have said that flippantly. I seriously do mean that. In saying this, the impetus to grow our leadership capability in parallel and alongside whānau and iwi capability is paramount. And harnessing the requisite expertise and knowledge to get these results, and being a respected and high-performing agency where people want to work is paramount. We have set ourselves high expectations, and I make no apology for that. We will not shrink in our commitment to ensure that government and Māori are served by an agency that is agile, well-connected, and intellectually astute. Balancing iwi aspirations and whānau hopes is a challenge that sits squarely on the shoulders of all of us present today, whether inside government or outside government. And as with our predecessors, and as I listened to Sir Tāmiti, I've had the privilege to meet up with Kara and with Sir Wira. I know many of us watch these giants whose shoulders we stand on. Might we all find the pathway where whānau and iwi come together, less in conflict and more in commonality. Easier said than done, I know. Often ending up in court, I know. Let's hope that there are other pathways that bring a worldview together so that we can create the future that I'd like to refer back to Tipene's whakaaro. So hoi anō he paku tēnei, kua hora te kai. So I tēnei wā, tuku mihi atu ki a koutou ki te tokorua nei i kōrero i Waenganui tēnei wahanga. Tēnā tātou, kia ora tātou katoa.